Let's go talk to former Steelers and NFL running back, former host of ESPN NFL Matchup, Merrill Hodge, joins us every week here on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour. Welcome back, my friend.
Good to be with you, brother.
All right, what'd you take from
already
the,
game right. time, baby?
I know. What'd you take from the breakdown of the Lions-Niners film?
Well, that's the first thing that really stuck out that I thought, if they can continue to build on, it gives them a chance to win every week for Detroit. I mean, especially the Lions offense is how they ran the ball. You know, they attacked the Niners. They went right at them. I mean, we're great and had extreme success. And the one thing we'll talk about in this show every week, you know, pop up at some point because it is the most critical aspect of winning consistently. You have to control the tempo in NFL games to win consistently. And really run the football is one of the very best ways to do that. You control the environment on offense and you help your defense. And that is why it is so important. And you need to do that, especially with a team that has new parts, if you will, and a lot of new learning. But aside from that, you know, there was just a lot of errors that, you know, you kind of expect to just hope, you know, you just hope you can avoid. You know, Goff missed a couple plays early in the game. One, it could have been a touchdown. He got himself into trouble by sliding into pressure, which cost a turnover. And those things are self-inflicted. They're coachable and changeable, but they hurt you in that game. You know, I don't think their tight ends were as effective. You know, you see a lot of teams that can run on the perimeter right now. We're going to talk about a couple of them. The Atlanta Falcons would be one of them. And when your tight ends are not good in the passing, in the running game, it just affects what you can do as far as how you can attack with the run. And their tight ends struggled, so they need to get better. And if they get better there, that just gives them a lot more versatility in their passing attack. And, you know, their defense, listen, there's no one guy that's going to take over a game or have a consistent pressure. So they're going to have to do some pressures. And, you know, blitzing is an art form. I don't know if people can truly appreciate. You design blitzes. It's just like an offensive play. It's obviously a defensive play. But how you time it and execute it, you know, that doesn't just happen. You have to work at it a lot. And there were several times where, you know, you had three guys running in the same gap, and they basically blocked themselves. So when you see those things, I mean, you kind of expect because there's so much new learning. But if those things get ironed out, and the quicker they get ironed out, you got a better chance to win, you know. And you're going to play a Packer team this week that just got absolutely destroyed in every aspect of the game. I mean, there's only one defense I thought played better than the Saints, and that was the Steelers last week. But the Saints mauled the Packers at the line of scrimmage. They were in Aaron Rodgers' face the entire game. They could not run. People were not open. And the Saints ran the ball all over them and controlled the tempo of the game and set Jameis Winston up for easy plays, you know. So that's where you go to if Detroit can do that and clean up some of their other mistakes. I mean, and it's a divisional opponent too, so it's never just – these are always unique games when they're a divisional opponent. So they clean those things up. I love the direction they're going.
His name is Merrill Hodge, former Steelers NFL running back. He joins us every week during the DraftKings NFL Power Hour, Lions-Packers on Monday night. Let's shift to Rams-Colts. Matt Stafford against the Bears, a great debut after leaving Detroit, now in Los Angeles. Colts just got trashed by Seattle. What are you thinking about this matchup?
Well, you know, I think the first thing that you, when you look at this matchup and you look at the Rams with Stafford, you know, the thing that he brings to them is they're a lot more vertically explosive. You can see by the design, obviously the first touchdown he throws was a throwback, you know, boot action, which is, you know, not a lot of guys can do that. And you design that because he can do that. That's going to be a tad of a concern. The Colts kind of missed some things vertically against Seattle. So I'm going to say this right now, because this applies back to the Lions-Packers games, this game and the game going forward. When a professional has been embarrassed, never underestimate a professional and how they'll respond. You know, so going to the Colts and how they played offensively, there was a comet of errors that occurred for that team. I don't know how many false starts I saw or just holding penalties, especially when they got into scoring territory. Carson Wentz looked completely rattled in the second half. And their offensive line really had some issues. And had some issues not just on the perimeter, but in the core of the Seattle defense. Well, the reason for that is that Aaron Donald's coming to town. Okay, that's not where you want to have some problems. There's no doubt the Rams will challenge those issues that the Colts had. Colts obviously are going to understand what they're dealing with. They're going to have a game plan for him. They're going to have to do a good job of handling him, or he's going to do what Seattle did to him. The Rams, from going back to their offensive perspective, they're just going to, the scary part of them, they're going to get better and better. Matt Stafford looked like a guy in a new system. You know, he made some unique plays, some crazy plays, just because of the talents that he has. But once there becomes a chemistry, which is interesting, I'm watching them, and we're going to get to them in a second, but the Bucs had no chemistry week one last year. Their chemistry is ridiculous right now. Well, the Rams will continue to garner that every week. And the more they get it, the more dynamic their offense is going to be. So for the Colts in this one, you know, they got to clean up what they did defensively as far as big plays they gave up. They got to make sure – they got to answer for Kupp, too. Cooper Kupp is just a wicked weapon, and they do a lot of stuff with him. You got to account for him. When he gets the ball, you got to tackle him. He's a really nifty runner, and he was able to expose the Bears a couple of different times. So Rams only get better. The Colts will really have to – I just think their offensive line issues are a big concern, though, with what they happen on the perimeter and the core. One thing about this league, once you find out they got a weakness, once you find out there's a problem, that's what you're going to see until you can correct it. And you're going to have to correct it for an entire month because people look at the last four games. So, like, clearly going to be a daunting task for the Colts. And I think the Rams couldn't be happier with Stafford and where they are right now. But I think they're probably more excited about where they're going to be eventually.
Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back. He is part of our team on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour that happens every Friday here on the huge show across Michigan, 5 to 6 p.m. We'll get to the Falcons Bucks now, and then I'll get your thoughts, final thoughts on Lions Packers Monday Night Football. But Tom Brady and the Bucks, they still look like the team to beat in the NFC, yeah, and in maybe the NFL.
Right. Well, I would say this is something that they had. I referred to it earlier. They have right now, they didn't have till the end of last year, and even not to this degree. Their chemistry, their ability to improvise when the defense wins. You know, that I don't know if you remember, it seems like an eternity that they played. But the big play to Antonio Brown down the sideline for 28 yards in the first quarter. You know, and this is why I say TV lies and highlights really lie. The way that it was presented TV-wise, it was almost like that was the design, like a slant and go. And really, that wasn't. It was a quick drop. The ball should have come out, and there was nowhere to go with it. Now, because Brady had time, that's why he pulled. You know, he pulled and went to the work to the backside. Well, as soon as he turned to pull the work to the backside, Antonio Brown reacted right away and just went vertical. You know, just instinctively. You could tell that both guys were all just – they're running on instincts. And he ends up throwing a beautiful fade to him on the outside for 28 yards. But that wasn't like a slant and go. That was a chemistry play when the defense had really won and taken away stuff they wanted to do initially in the design. So that's another layer that you got to be concerned with, you know, when you're playing this team, no matter who you are, how you're going to handle that. And Atlanta, they did so many, like, really explosive, dynamic things, and then you can see there's new learning with them, and they got new players. You know, they're fighting through some of the same things because there's all this new learning with the new coaching staff and all the stuff, new players are trying to implement. Because they did some things that, and Matt Ryan, I've always thought he was a very underrated player. I think he's just a heck of a quarterback in the National Football League. But the thing that was probably most concerning when I studied the Falcons, is how poor they were at defense. Now, why would somebody be so bad against the run? You know what's interesting? There were some formations when Philadelphia would snap the ball, you literally had linebackers and defensive backs dropping out of the box, and the quarterback was handing the ball off to a two tight end formation. And I was like, I kept running back those plays. It's like, I don't know what would indicate pass here other than two tight ends on that side of the formation. So they had to really they had a lot of mistakes just identifying. For whatever reason, they were reacting to formations, not the actual play. You know, and they weren't seeing that. Then that was a big problem. You had the second-level guy standing there. You had a third-level guy, secondary. Everybody's bailing the box. And that's why Philadelphia ran the ball so well in a variety of ways. So that's going to have to clean up for them, because even though Tampa didn't run the ball that well, or, I mean, a lot of it, didn't run a lot, they're never going to deviate from that. You know, they'll come out and try to get after Atlanta right away with their issues as far as their run defense goes, see if they've corrected them. I mean, they're going to at least test the map. To not do that would be foolish. So it'll be interesting to watch and to see if the Falcons haven't corrected that defensively. But that was one of their big issues on defense. And, you know, being able to get pressure on Brady, they didn't do much of that on Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts is a little different beast because of his mobility, you know. Brady's not going to do that, but you're going to have about 1.5 seconds to get there, too, and the ball's going to be out. So, a daunting task for Atlanta.
Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, joining us on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Before I let you go, Merrill, always appreciate your time. Look forward to the entire season together. How can the Lions beat Rodgers and the Packers on Monday night?
Well, I would say this. You know, what the Saints did is really, kind of the recipe and what you have to do. You got to go in there and you got to, I told you we're going to say this all a lot because it's so important and it is critical. In the history of our league, this has been one of the most important things to do, to control the tempo. And that's what the Saints did. So the way the Detroit ran the ball, that if they can continue that without having the errors on the backside or the perimeter, you know, your quarterback missing some throws, sliding into pressure. You can do a little better on the perimeter with your tight ends, and you can run the football in an effective fashion, and you can be effective from that department. That gives you a shot right there. And then their defense, you know, the line defense is going to have to be better than they were last week, especially from their pressure aspect. They just had too many pressures where they blocked themselves, and they didn't execute the pressure right to get after your quarterback. And that's something that you're going to have to do against Aaron Rodgers. You can't make a mistake and give him time because he's going to punish you for that. So if they've cleaned those things up, they feed off of that running game that they got going. And they clean up some of their mistakes they made from there. You know, they got a chance to beat a Green Bay. And divisional opponents, I'm just telling this, it's always different. They know it's such a familiarity there that doesn't exist anywhere else. So you kind of always kind of ignore what the records are, even though everybody's only played one. Just divisional games are much different because of that. But that's what Detroit will have to do to give them a chance to win this one. And those things I just mentioned are correctable. You know, it isn't like you're asking somebody to do something they can't do. These are all correctable. A lot of them are self-induced, self-inflicted. That can be corrected. And if corrected, they'll be much better. But they can't expect Green Bay to come out and play like they did. In fact, there's going to be a certain sense of urgency there because they've been embarrassed. And that's why I go back to never underestimate a professional after they've been embarrassed, because they usually respond. So you got to be ready for that, too.
Merrill, we'll talk next week. Enjoy the games this weekend. Really good stuff today.
Anytime, my good brother.
All right, there he is, Merrill Hodge. Yeah, you too, my friend.